You're listening to WKAR. I'm Karel Vega. This week, nearly 50,000 United Auto Workers walked out of General Motors plants across the country in the first national UAW strike against GM since 2007. The strike officially surpassed the length of the 2007 strike on Wednesday. Now, everyone outside of the negotiating room in Detroit is left scratching their heads on what the potential cost of this strike could be. WKAR politics reporter Abigail Sensky joins us now to talk about how a strike may affect a GM town like Lansing. Thanks for being here, Abigail.
You bet.
Now that the strike has passed the length of the GM strike in 2007, what can we expect?
Lansing has two area GM plants, Lansing Grand River and Delta Assembly, that employ over 4,000 workers. Now, back in 2007, GM as a whole national company lost $23 million when 73,000 workers walked out across the country. Now, nearly 50,000 workers have walked out across the country. But it's really a guessing game for industry analysts and locally how much GM is losing day by day. Charlie Ballard is a professor of economics at MSU that I talked to. He says the longer this thing lasts, the bigger the ripple effects and multipliers we're going to see here locally, because not only the UAW workers who are on strike, but also the suppliers won't be spending their money. This is what he said.
Well, the longer it goes on, the bigger the effects will be. I think a month is probably not a bad demarcation. Less than a month, probably we limp along. If it goes for months and months, and in fact, the big strike right after the Second World War lasted for about 4 months, that would really take a big bite out of our economy. I certainly hope we have nothing even remotely like that.
Ballard also told me, basically, GM ain't what it used to be in this town, so a strike 40 years ago may have had a much bigger impact on Lansing than it does now. That's something Steve Delaney also told me. He's an electrician at GM and one of the workers on strike. He's also vice president of the UAW Local 602.
It may not have the effect financially as when we had 20,000 people working for GM in Lansing. Now there's only 4,000. So yeah, we don't have the clout that we used to have, but it's still, I say 4,000, but that may be 20,000 still when you add in all the suppliers. So there's a lot of people making less money, have less money to spend.
So what Delaney is talking about there is this practice by GM, part of what the workers are actually striking about, that the workers say they've strategically created less GM jobs and they're relying more on these suppliers who are non-union locally here, like Bridgewater, Alliance, and Ryder. Those jobs all used to be GM, but now they're outside. So those jobs are still local in this sense, and those people are still impacted by the strike, but they're no longer striking UAW workers. In fact, the Lansing Economic Area Partnership estimates supplier jobs number over 6,500 people in the Lansing area.
You're listening to WKAR. We're speaking with politics reporter Abigail Sensky about the local effect of the UAW strike against GM. What does all of this mean for the local supplier economy?
To figure that out, I spoke to Kristen Dechek, who's vice president at the Center for Automotive Research. It's an independent group that analyzes industry trends and economic impacts. She really echoed what Delaney said to me. This is what she told me.
On a national basis, every one job in an auto assembly plant has three or four supplier jobs associated with it.
So how are suppliers responding to this?
It largely depends on the supplier. I spoke with Keith Gailey, who's chief of operations at Alliance Interiors. He says that they've really adapted since the 2007 strike and past strikes, making their portfolios more diversified and more global. He says this has really become a lot more of a global industry now. That said, 65 to 70% of their business is still GM. And he said because of preparations they made earlier this summer when they anticipated a strike would happen, that they'll be fine for a month. This is what he told me.
Would there be an impact? Well, I think there'd be an impact way beyond Alliance Interiors. I think there'd be a global impact.
For other suppliers, it's hard to say. Many local suppliers aren't answering the phone or haven't returned my calls, and that may be a calculated choice for them. If GM is their main client, they're non-union and may not want to risk getting tangled in the politics of this strike. But the main thing is that this is costing both sides. That's what Kristen Dechek told me when I asked her if there was anybody who had an upper hand between the workers and GM because of the way workers are now spread out that's changed since past strikes. This is what she told me.
you know, this strike costs more to people. You know, they start missing bills and all kinds of other things as time goes on. But it also, the costs mount to the company over time as well. And that's, I mean, that's the whole point of a strike, is that withholding labor, you know, hurts both sides until they, you know, scream uncle and get back to the table and see their way fit to come to an agreement.
So while GM has stockpiled inventory for the next month or so, union workers also have amassed $750 million in their strike fund, but they don't receive strike wages of $250 per week until the 15th day of the strike, if things last that long. So it's really just a waiting game now to see what negotiators in Detroit figure out, and no one outside of that room can really forecast anything.
Abigail Sensky is WKAR's politics reporter. She's been following the UAW strike against GM. Thanks for joining us today.
You're welcome.